Hello? Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Am I speaking with someone that can help John Cole?
Someone that can help John Cole? Is he disabled? I can help him.
Okay, sorry, I just got 2 missed calls from you. I'm going to open up his case. Just a second, please. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, if he's disabled or elderly, I definitely could help him. I'm certified CNA and RMA. I'm a registered medical assistant and I'm registered CNA. And what's his name again?
Okay, just a second, please. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead. Take your time.
Sorry, I mixed up the name with a different patient. I see you texted me about Diamond, correct? Are you her?
Right, yep, that's exactly right. Diamond,
you're her caregiver?
Right? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is she your sister?
Yeah, she's available. You want to speak with her?
No, I just got a text from you.
Yes, I'm her older sister, yes.
I got a text from you on Saturday, sorry, saying that you're moving and...
Oh, that's right,
the landlord.
And that's why you asked about the changes. Okay, we are going to make changes, but we're going to do it through the county first because we realized we have to do it through the county first. And then it's a trickle down effect. And then we could call the agency. Diamond, are you dealing with, what is this, All American? What is this agency that I'm speaking with right now?
Family First.
Yeah, are you dealing with Family First? That's your agency? Or is it Miracle Makers? Now, I thought I contacted Family First for private cases. That's what I thought I did. Like, if they had availability cases, then that's, but you had contacted them for your case, too?
Yes.
Oh, that's where the confusion come in at. I'm sorry, sweetheart. So, here's the deal, right? My name is Pearl Lake. I am a licensed CNA, and I am a registered MA. I contact Family First for private cases if y'all had any available. I did an application. I did not know that my sister had contacted you all for her home-based services as well. I did not know that. So I'm going to let you speak with Diamond because she can give you a little bit better information than I can, okay?
Okay. Are you going to be her caregiver, though?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Yes. Fine.
Yes. Okay. Here she is.
Thank you.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, good. I just wanted to know if there would be any changes on your case now at this time because of the move, but it didn't look like it.
We are, but it's like after we get
what
the move. They don't like the move.
Oh no, that's not no right now.
Oh, no.
Okay, so that's not right now. So that's what I was explaining to her, that we'll do it through the county, and then it'll be a trickle-down effect, and then we'll call the agency and give them all our new information.
Okay.
We cannot do that right now until we find the lease.
Okay.
We know it's a go, but we have not signed the lease yet.
Okay.
And we're not going to be able to sign the lease probably until Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. Friday is when we're going to sign the lease. So
okay.
Then we can call them and give them addresses
yeah.
and all that good stuff.
Okay.
But right now, I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay. Okay, so then we're good, I think. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, because I did do another application for, Family First.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a separate application for family first, for like if y'all have any open cases or y'all need someone to cover or anything. So I had applied
okay.
for a position here.
Okay, so you want to follow up without getting a job?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're sister does get approved for home care services, that would make sense for you to be her caregiver.
Oh, well, I'm different, sweetheart, because when I was taking care of my mother, God rest her soul, I still was working outside of that. Yeah, I always hold two jobs. I'm a Gemini.
Okay.
That's just how I am. I need
no problem. Let me see if I can transfer you over to someone that can help you in a different department here in the agency.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
thank you.
Just a second,
yes,
no problem.
Just turn
no
that
problem.
Damn mommy on the phone. You're supposed to be in class right now. Get your butt in class. Oh, you finished with that class from 9? They said it was over at 11. All right. And your next class started at 12? Pull, thank you. I appreciate it. Pull up Family First applicant employee. Yes. Yes, I got all that money. 9,066. Yeah, my. Yup. Yeah. That's why I'm heart racing. I got time. Damn. My income taxes.
That right there is the time I
This is Jasmine. How can I help you? Oh, I'm planning number. Hi, Jasmine. My name is Pearlie. I was calling about employment. I did an application with you guys to see, like, if y'all may need extra workers.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Or RMA.
Uh-huh. What's your first and last name?
My first name, Pearl. My last name, Lake, L-A-K-E.
And Miss Lake, what county do you reside in?
I reside in Philadelphia, but I don't mind doing Darby and Falcroft and Glen Olden because I live right there.
Give me a mile radius. 10 miles, 15 miles, 20 miles.
Oh, what? My commute is 25.
So you're willing to travel 25 miles to a patient's
yes.
home? Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'll add you to our caregiver list. You said Philadelphia County, correct?
Yes, but I don't mind doing other counties either.
So willing to travel. You got reliable transportation, correct?
Yes, I do. Yes,
All
ma'am.
Right. All right, Miss Lake. Good luck. I'm submitting your information right now.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.